Good day. As Tom said, I'm KWPC KMCS General Manager Jamie Hopkins, and I welcome you to Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. This is a series of candidate interviews leading up to the 2012 general election, along with live election night coverage on November 6th. Today, I welcome to the studio State Senate candidate on the Democrat ticket, Chris Brace from Muscatine. Chris, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you and talk with the people of the community.
Yeah. He is challenging Republican State Senator Sean Hammerlink of Dixon, Iowa, for Iowa's 46th State Senate District. So, Chris, thanks again for choosing to provide the listeners in our broadcast area more information about you. I think both you and your opponent would agree that the way that we ensure voting rights and the peaceable transfer of leadership in this country is to engage citizens, help them learn enough to make a wise decision, and then spur them to vote. Our responsibility as a community broadcaster is to provide you airtime as you participate in Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. So, Chris, the format here is an open answer response to the same five questions for each candidate that we profile, worded slightly differently based on the office they're seeking. We're gonna stop hard at the 15-minute mark, top of the hour in this case. The length of your answers will determine ultimately how many questions we get through, and let's make it a conversation, all right? Let's begin.
Sounds wonderful.
Question one, for those not familiar with your campaign or platform, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you, what do you stand for?
Well, for me, it's the community and the people. Being in public service as a firefighter paramedic, I truly enjoy working with the public and working for the people and doing what I can to help with them. And I think that's what probably spurred me on to this office.
Okay, in terms of a platform or the things that you seek to accomplish at the state level, what do you stand for in those areas?
I think what we need to concentrate on here in Iowa is, one, our education process. We need to invest into our children, into their education, because that's the foundation for all of us as we move forward in our career and our life, is that solid education. And we need to look at the job structures. We need to do what we can to create jobs, to make Iowa look more appeasing to businesses coming in. Whether it's global economy, worldwide, foreign, we need to take advantage of those opportunities to create the jobs.
Okay. Can you name some specifics in either the education area or the bringing jobs area?
I really don't have any specifics. I know that it's a complex issue. There's so much to the education, the budget, that I don't know the details to. But, you know, I guess the core value and the core importance is that I know that we need to invest in our kids, into our community colleges. I believe there's opportunities for our community colleges to work with local industries to kind of partner up with education to provide the jobs of the future.
Okay. Question number two. If elected, do you plan to vote your conscience or will you vote your constituency? In other words, will you be voting how you personally feel on an issue or how you perceive the will of the majority of people in the legislative district would encourage you to vote?
This is all about the people in the district. They're the ones that are electing me. They're the ones that I represent. I would have to say it'd have to be the people in the district. It's about them. It's not necessarily about me. And absolutely, it's their views, it's their voice that I'm representing.
Okay. And can you think of some ways that you could get the pulse of your constituency and really learn how they feel? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, so far, the best way I found has been out talking with people, going on the doors, and face-to-face conversations and find out what's on their mind and what is their concerns. And I think the real value is listening. And I think we've lost the art of listening to the people. I mean, we're hearing them, but I don't know if we're truly listening to their concerns and their issues, and I think that's something that I can bring to the table.
Okay. You're listening to Candidate Profiles as part of Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project, and today in the studio with me is Democratic Senate State Senate candidate, Chris Brace. I'm Jamie Hopkins, and we're moving on to question three of five. Approval for politics in general and politicians specifically is at an all-time low in this country. Tell me why you think that is and what are some things that you can do individually to improve those opinions in your area.
I think the reason it's so low is that the politicians in Des Moines They've gotten to this point where they're drawing lines in the sands, and they're not really trying to reach across the table. They're not working together or working through their differences to do what is best for Iowa. My approach is very bipartisan. I believe that good ideas are good ideas. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democratic. We need to work together, and we need to move Iowa forward. And the people that I've talked to at the doors, they all feel the same way. They're tired of the partisan politics getting in the way of doing good things for Iowa. And I think I have a very fresh and open mind toward that.
Okay. Question number four. To which groups or organizations do you invest your time and money? What are you connected to?
Well, it kind of depends a lot on the time in my life. Early in my life, before I was married, I worked with the Boy Scouts up in Davenport. I worked with an explorer program for outdoor adventures and that. We did a lot of canoeing, hiking, climbing. As I've gotten married and had kids, I worked through the Boy Scouts as my son went through Scouts. After that, with my career in that, it's, you know, the MDA boot drive, the fundraising for that, the Special Olympic softball games that we do every year. Those are things I focus on. My downtime, my hobby for myself is generally I trace my family history, my genealogy, and I find it fascinating, and the history and where we came from as a community and as just who we are.
What kind of name is Brace?
It's a German name. It's actually my great-great-grandfather immigrated from Germany, served in the Mexican-American War, and actually settled in Sweetland Township. And that, so my roots are all based out of here in Muscatine.
How long have you been here in this community?
I've been here for 22 years. I grew up actually in northern Scott County on a farm up there. Graduated out of North Scott, went to a community college where I got my EMT, and then my career as a firefighter paramedic is what brought me here to Muscatine for the past 22 years.
And so for many that don't know, talk about that new 46th Senate district. Like, geographically, what does that include?
With the redistricting of Iowa, that the district now includes the city of Muscatine and Fruitland, and then we go into northeastern Muscatine County towards Scott County. When we move into Scott County, we picked up four precincts in northwestern Davenport and then the northwestern side of Scott County, including Eldridge, Long Grove, Donahue, Dixon, Maysville, Bluegrass, that township area and out in that area.
Okay. Well, let's move to question five, and feel free to elaborate. Could you name two significant accomplishments in your life?
One of the biggest ones for me would have been getting my paramedic degree or license through the University of Iowa, a very difficult course to go through at the time. Being in my mid-30s at the time wasn't the easiest in the world.
Physically?
Yeah, well, mentally more than anything else. Still have to remember. That was a tough accomplishment that I'm very proud of that I've gotten through. The other thing would be when I worked with past Representative Nathan Riker to address the line of duty death benefit for Iowa firefighters. When we lost firefighter Cruz, because of the way the law was written, Mike did not have any dependents because he was single and all of his children were growing up. So the $100,000 death benefit was not paid out. And we changed that now to where it basically goes to the designated beneficiary. And I'm really pleased to be able to do that, not only for my community, but for all the firefighters across Iowa.
And that death benefit, did that come from the county?
No, that's the state death. State.
Okay.
Death.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm glad that you came to the studio today. I think this makes for a good radio broadcast. I think that it makes for just a wise decision for you to come out and try to spread your message and a little bit more about you any way that you can. So I really am truly glad that you're here.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, as I said before.
So thank you. You've been listening to a Democratic State Senate candidate, Chris Brace from Muscatine, running against Republican State Senator Sean Hammerlink of Dixon for Iowa's new 46th district. Please stay tuned here for profiles on John Archer, Congressman Dave Loebsack, as well as Representative Tom Sands and his opponent, Sarah Sedlacek, and many more, including State Senator Sean Hammerlink, later in the week. I want to emphasize your responsibility to vote on or before Election Day. You can vote right now, Chris, right?
Yes, you can.
So vote absentee. It's the most convenient way to do it, frankly, and if something unforeseen were to happen on November 6th, then you've already fulfilled your responsibility as an American citizen. So please call our office line if you have questions about how to register to vote or how to vote absentee. And so this has been Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. Thank you for listening. This is Jamie Hopkins. You're listening to KWPC AM 860, the voice of Muscatine.